I don't know about you, but I think, I believe and think that the internet should be a safer place. Well, what if I told you that there's a tool that can do just that? A safer internet where you don't have to monitor every single thing that your kids do or that you stumble across, whether it's a fake site or not a fake site. This tool is called BlockP. It blocks adult websites, but also blocks those fake websites that you might say, hey, this domain is for sale, and hackers try to hack all that information or try to scam people out of the information. It also protects, and it uses AI to protect against other malicious stuff and other garbage that people may stumble across the web. And you know, I thought to myself the other day, why is the internet not a safer place? Well, it's because there's money involved, and some kind of certain content drives more money. Everything has to do with money. And what I like about this tool is that it uses AI to built into the tool, so there's no false positives, and it's the only tool that lets you password set a Chrome extension or even or an Android app settings, etc., so you can bypass it easily. Give it a try. Go to BlockP and download on Google Play or iOS or in your web browser on whatever web browser you use, and let them know what you think of the tool. They always listen to your feedback, etc. Great company, and they have great things ahead of them, etc. Take them out. Take a test one, check it out. It's free, and let me know what you think. And it's called BlockP. Go check them out.
Thanks to our sponsor. This episode of Crazy Fitness Got a Healthy Living podcast was created using Podcastle. Podcastle is truly the easiest way to start your podcast. You can record remote interviews in studio quality sound. Editing is a breeze with a super intuitive and user-friendly audio editor. You can take advantage of their powerful AI tools like Magic Desk to optimize audio levels and remove background noise with just a single click. And I also use Podcastle to automatically transcribe my episodes, which not only lets me share the final transcript with all of you, my listeners, on different channels, but it even allows me to use their text editor to clean up any of the episode content I don't like, and I'll correspondingly edit the audio accordingly. Podcastle is amazing, all-in-one platform to create your podcast or any audio and video content. Give it a try at podcastle.ai. That is podcastle.ai.
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I hope I can. I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
Welcome to Crazy Fitness by Healthy Living Podcast, where we strive to motivate people who are on the autism spectrum to live healthy lifestyles. If you think this podcast is only for people who are autistic, then think again. Whether you are autistic or not, we have a mix of content from healthy living to everything in between that makes up a balanced and healthy life. Autism is our backbone, and we strive to support the autism community by motivating, inspiring, and educating everyone about what autism is. Please welcome your host, Jimmy Clare, who is a motivational speaker, autism advocate, author, and founder of CrazyFitnessGuide.com.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast, and speaking with motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. Yes, I'm kicking it old school with, let's just say I'm using a Zoom for this recording today because, let's just say Simon's internet, if we thought Verizon and I thought Verizon and Comcast were terrible, his internet is even worse than that. So there is a plus side to our crappy internet too. So, but we had to use Zoom. I'm not saying bashing Zoom or anything, but so I don't have all the fancy tools. So consider this as a throwback. Well, it's actually not a throwback, but anyway, we're going backwards at the moment. Oh, crap. I need a time machine. Anyway, here's Simon. Today we're going to be talking about his upcoming book, and I think I'm going to definitely get a copy at some point in the future when it comes out. You better get it out, Simon.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy, but get me on this lovely Zoom meeting today, actually. Yeah, I mean, I bought a book out with a lady called Alina Gyoda, and we can go into that a little bit more, but the book is actually out on Member Vault for $9.99. So everyone check that out and I can explain a little bit more. But have you got any questions about the book? And, you know, I'll let you lead it, of course, to that.
What's the point of the book, and why is it the best time for the book to be available now?
Okay, so you know, as many other people know, that I launched the 13-Hour Life Coach book. And I think in the second chapter, I wrote about the kitchen and with a wavy bench and fidget toys and stuff like this. And it really helped my kids out with ADHD. And I didn't make a note back then, you know, it'd be great to write a book. And now being diagnosed with autism as well, so I have the ADHD, I just wanted to bring out a book for the whole family. Because it's not just the kids that have got it these days. We can track it back to the parents, whether they've got autism and ADHD as well. So, it's always good to help ourselves. First of all, when we have found out the solutions that really work for ourselves, we can push it out to everyone else and help their lives, you know, help them lead a much easier life, really. So that's the reason behind it all.
I know it's for myself. Sometimes I feel like even though I haven't been diagnosed with ADHD, sometimes I feel like I have a little bit, because if I sit in my chair too long, I start losing my focus really quick. And it's like, I got to go somewhere. I got to go take a walk. I got to do something completely else. If it's something like mindlessness, like cleaning something, organizing something else. I mean, it's not like I always have to be doing something, but it just has to be something different besides being at this desk.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I've known Alina. Alina's of Spanish origin, actually. So I've known Alina for about a year and a half. She's an expert interior designer. So I'm doing the text, she's doing the drawings, and I saw her today, and, you know, just it's like seeing your best friend all the time, you know. So we've got a great relationship. Can I show the picture? There's the picture of the book. So kids on top of a roof. I think we do that with ADHD most definitely. And yeah, it's on pre-order, and we're bringing out in 4 languages. So this isn't the difficult stage just yet.
You make it sound so easy. I would like to write my own book as well, but so many things keep getting in my gosh darn way.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thanks to our sponsorship with Deep Stash. You're probably wondering, what the heck is Deep Stash? Well, Deep Stash allows you to learn new stuff every single day. You can become the smartest person in the room with unlimited access to 200,000 plus powerful ideas from top books, podcasts, and more. They have a generous free plan. And if you want to check them out, click the link below in the podcast descriptions. Either or will work. But definitely check them out, because if you're a daily learner like me and like to learn new stuff, I don't always have time to read 11-minute articles or 15-minute articles during the day. So with Deep Stash, I can listen to them on the go while I'm driving the car or on an airplane, etc. So go check out my friends at Deep Stash. You won't regret it.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a few of the ideas that we've got already?
Yeah.
You know, you've got autism, and since my diagnosis, you know, there's been lollies around, I'm wearing barefoot shoes at the moment, there's fidget toys as well to help the stimming and just getting the nervous system back into check. And it's going to be different rooms, of course. You know, the original idea had I did a huge presentation for it, like IKEA, but on a bit of a smaller, modern scale. 52 hours I prepared the PDF, and that's really where most of the book information comes from. And we're just going around the rooms. So, yeah, I mean, the teenage bedroom is called Cozy But Not Superficial. Kids' bedroom is going to be... you design 70% and your parents 30%. I think that's really cool from an autistic point of view, because we like our way. You know,
well, I can't speak for me, I like a little color in my room, like blue or something, because I had one too many doctors growing up, so everything, when those doctors happened to have all those white rooms and everything, and now every time I go in a white room, it's like, can you put some splash of color somewhere in this gosh forsaken place? I don't like I got rid of all my white shirts pretty much, just because I just don't like the color white. It just reminds me of too much doctor's offices. I just don't like it. And plus, then it gets all dirty and everything. And then it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah. No, I know. We've created a space of, you know, emptiness as well in a room, so that we have the flexibility to move furniture around a little bit. You know, we've got a sofa that is in 3 different parts, so you can actually change the angles of it when you want to. So, I mean, what would you, Jimmy, like if you could come into our Old HD home? Of course, it's called Neurodivergent and the Old HD home. What would you expect having autism when you come in? What would you like to have?
Like my own safe place, no one to judge me. If I'm just having an off day, people just kind of leave me alone. If I want to talk about it, I talk about it, and they just listen. They don't try to fix something for me, because, you know, maybe if I just want something to vent to, you know, maybe while venting, maybe something will jog my memory. It's like not saying like forgetfulness, but just
looking for the right word. Let's just say by venting, I might figure out what that problem is or a solution to the problem. And if you don't mind me providing an example there. So I set up a few different automations for my business. And just a few months ago, everything was just hasn't worked. I got to a point and I finally dialed it in. I got 15 of the 22 to work. So only 7 do not. And I was like, okay, I'm very close. And I was like, my point being is I was focusing on the everything not working part, and I've been stuck on it. And after just doing a lot of deep breathing exercises, I finally got my mind just to focus on the part that is not working. And so it was a help that I kind of had some space and kind of just did some different walks in nature. But basically, if I was there with you, I like a safe space, a space to myself, a place I can personalize my own space. It's, even though I'm still living with my parents due to my college right around the street from me and right around the corner from me, it didn't make sense for me to move out of the house. But I, for instance, my mom got freaked out when I got a shoe organizer. I'm not really an organizer, but just like a place to put all my shoes. It's like a affordable kind of bag and everything. And she's like, I don't really like that. And I was like, it's my room. It's like, it's going to be in my room. And it's like, it's not going to be in your room. It's not going to be in the hallway. It's in my room. And it's like, I don't care what it looks like. And it's like, I just want somewhere that I can zip it up, not have any dust on it, dog hair, etc. And it's like, but it looks bad in your room. It's like, keyword, my room. Yeah. She still hasn't, and it was funny, she brought it up to her mom, which is my grandma, and my grandma said, and it's like, it's his room. And I was like, hey, somebody else is on the same page. She didn't like that either.
It's got to be important that your room fits to you, right? And when speaking with Alina, you know, it's we want corridors to be a transitional room in a way, you know, when we move from one room to another. And we're kind of and ahhing about fragrances and smells at the moment, but we're tending not to put any of fragrances in, because if there's 4 of you in the home and 3 of you have got ADHD and or autism or both of it, you know, it's we're looking for more surefire ideas, really. When you would go, if I design your ADHD home, for example, so autism home, when you go into a room, do you want something as a centerpiece? You know, when you go into your room, I'd love to know about that.
Well, if I'm just using my room example at the moment, I would say either my bed or my desk is my centerpiece, because that's the only 2 things that can really fit. I have 2 bookcases, but they're like this long and probably this wide.
Yeah.
They're like right against the window. And so, but I would say either my bed or my desk is the centerpiece in my room, because those are the 2 big things in my room.
No, that's brilliant, because we're working on anchoring techniques for everyone with autism and ADHD. When they come into a room, the safety is there, that the recognition of something they know well is there, you know. You brought up a good point, actually, because a bed can actually be the focal point. I'm doing a section on, it's actually quite clever, a play on words, ornaments instead of ornaments. So ornaments are something, you know what ornaments are, you put them around the home. And that's why I wanted to do ornaments. So the ADHD immense in a way that are really just suitable for us. I don't want to give the whole game away, really, but we're working on a triangle system as well for ornaments, and it really does direct the eye, gives each room, not in every room, we have it pretty variable, actually, for our senses, which are not to alert our senses, but to calm down. And Alina has done a great job with that, with horizontal lines and vertical lines, colors as well. I've let her do the colors. Because what were you saying? You like your blue, you would like a blue, a blue wall, right? I think it's too medical. And a lot of us say, I go for more than regular checks at the doctor. I mean, you know, and that's another thing. We have so much testing. If it's due to a genetical disorder, of course, then the last thing we want when we get home is for it to be chaotic, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's like, you know, for me, every time when I clean my bathroom or anything in my room, I use water and vinegar, because vinegar is a cleaning agent, but I can't stand the smell of super duper heavy chemicals. I can't.
Yeah.
Every time when I went to public school, I mean, I get that's what the custodians used, but I was like, I can't smell. I can't stand the smell. It just sounds, it smells just sterile, like the doctor's offices. And I'm not like complaining, or I'm not saying them to change or whatnot. I get it, that guidelines, regulations, etc. But just for my own personal space, it's like, I don't like chemicals. I really, really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand chemicals.
That's why we're not bringing in the smells into it, because we don't want to be triggered, you know?
It's like the perfume department in Macy's.
Oh, yeah.
Just going in there is like, oh, it smells good, but there's too many smells in this place. I got to get the hell out.
It's like when Elf from the Christmas, that show, goes in and she goes, peach spray or apple spray, and he sprays it in his mouth. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, I know what you mean. It's kind of gets you from all directions, and you think you're in the fruit aisle, right? It's typical neurodiversity, I think.
Yeah, you know, I also wanted to bring up something as well that people might not know about autism, is that sometimes, depending on I don't know if this is how your brain reacts to, but depending on the layout of the store, doesn't sometimes seem like it gets overwhelming to you? Because like the other day when I was for my upcoming trip, and I'm not going to say for purposes for this interview, but let's just say where I was shopping for the stuff that I needed, it was such a big store, but everything was just crammed together because they were fitting a lot of things in. And I felt like I was going to hyperventilate, just because it's like, where do I start in this store? Where the hell do I find this? I mean, it's like, it was easy. Everything was like all labeled and everything, but I was like, where do I even start finding this stuff? And it's like, I'm kind of like, everything just crammed in at me. I was like, here, get this. You need to go over this aisle. You need to go over this aisle. You go over this. And it's like, holy crap, at least I can find stuff in my grocery store. And like, that's not overwhelming, but this is just like everything at you. Like, here's this. And what I was not used to is that help was everywhere in this store. And it's like, isn't it the Twilight Zone? I was like, I'm grateful that for the help, but it's like, everybody's so gosh darn jolly. The stores I go to, everybody's just like, what the hell, get in and get out.
Yeah, and you know, I've got experience, I've done my qualification in like shop store and layouts of shops and everything else, and that real 2 meter of nothingness normally when you go into a store so you can get your bearings is also something we've brought into the home. You know, we don't want to overload ourselves when we get straight through the door, you know. But yeah, you're right. Wow. And loads of people asking if you need help before you even know where you are. It's crazy. isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not used to it because usually if I go to the Best Buy, I'm like, now where's the person I need to find to help me with this? This store, I just go in and it's like, hey, can I help you with anything? And I was like, already? Yes, can you point me to the nearest place to for this product and this and this and this? And it's like, how, no, yeah. Instead of pointing, you come along with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I wanted to bring up that, you know, the launch of the book actually is on the 2nd of January. So it's on pre-order on Member Vault. I'll give you the link actually to put in for $9.99, and loads of people have signed up already. And then we're doing a 16-month marketing campaign actually. So 4 months for English, then we're going to Spanish, then we're going to German, and then we're finishing off with Italian. And that's just, you know, a lot of people think autism, ADHD, yeah, and that's kind of a deficit. It's not in particular areas. I'm sure you would agree. You know, we're very, very skilled in certain areas, aren't we? But languages, we've got four between us. We're actually going to bring it out in four languages. That's going to be the hardest, but also the most fun, I think.
I would also say social cues can be still challenges to me, even though I have gone to be a lot better with that. I've always told my friends or even new people that I meet, and say, if I say anything that you don't like, please let me know. And it's like, and we can learn together, because it's like, I can't read minds. And it's like, sometimes I get very frustrated with my mom or my dad. If they say, well, can't you tell I'm angry? It's like, no, I thought it was you just being your regular self. Or sometimes my mom seems to make me guess at what she's feeling. And you're like, oh, just give me a cheat sheet, right, don't you?
Yeah, I get that. I've spoken loads of times about being around four people if I'm the fourth and not understanding it as well. But for the book, and I can't tell everyone everything, but we've actually incorporated this aspect like hugely into the house. And you know, people are going to be calmer than they've ever been before. And I think, you know, having autism and ADHD, I think we can be the best to do that. So yeah, definitely get a copy when it's out, Jimmy, and just see it's a book for every person, whether you've got a flat or a mansion, or it's just super principles that everyone can take regardless of their budget and just implement in their home. It's going to be a real game changer. I'm really looking forward to just calming down people's lives as much as possible, including yourself as well.
Oh, I definitely need a little bit of calm, because, you know, the last 2 weeks has just been a blur, and my brain has just been racing everywhere, going here, going there. And I noticed after a while, my brain was not ever just present. And so recently I had someone on my podcast, can't say the name yet because it's not out yet, but this person came on, talked about breath work, and never heard of it until he talked about it. And it's different from meditation. It's, again, I'm not going to get all into it because he did. And so I've basically been doing a lot of deep breathing exercises too. And my brain's been feeling a lot calmer and feeling a lot more focused. I've been sleeping better. My mind's been more at ease. I was like, I wish I hadn't gone sooner.
Yeah.
No, where were you like 3 months ago?
Were you calming down your vagal nerve? Is that comes into it as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Because once we've calmed the vagal nerve down, it's amazing. Really, when we understand how to do that. Yeah, breath work is amazing.
Yeah. It's like, it's so simple. And it's like, wow, this feels really, really good. And I was like, I wish I had this birth on a lot sooner. It just happened. Both of our schedules were just all swamped. And then I was like, it feels really good to not just to be centered versus 50 steps ahead, 50 steps behind, 50 steps to the side. I'm like, holy crap, where do I begin?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know Crazy Fitness Guy is not backed by any corporate company and is just a one-person show? Well, there's this term around the podcasting community called indie podcasters. I'm an independent podcast creator. So because I'm not backed by a huge, big corporate company, well, if I run out of money and everything else, Crazy Fitness Guy would no longer exist. No website, no podcast, no nothing. If you want to help support the show and keep our lights on, consider becoming a premium podcast member of Crazy Fitness Guy's premium podcast. You get behind-the-scenes access, early access to shows, private Discord server, and premium Discord roles, and exclusive behind-the-scenes access. Plans start at $3.99 a month or $30 a year.
Yeah, and just for just also some, you know, in this home design book as well, I'm actually going to get the ask particular guests when they've used certain quotes on the podcast, whether I can actually put them in the book as well. I spoke to Jenny Ann about breath work. I spoke to Jason Johns from the Life headquarters on the podcast. I'm just going to promote our podcast a bit as well. So the Me and Mo podcast, and Jimmy, you've been on twice. It's been brilliant.
and I'm always willing to come back on.
Yeah, I know you want to come on for the third time. That's brilliant.
Hey, I have many things I've been doing.
Yeah, we've got to do that. We've got to. Oh my God. I mean, I can say it now, but honestly, the last version that we did, I had to edit that so heavily. We were having such a laugh, but also we took it really to the limit on what we can do for podcasting, what we can say. But it was it's brilliant, and the downloads are really high. So yeah, thank you. I mean, thank you for bringing over, you know, autism. It's wonderful when I've got the three different aspects on the podcast. So yeah, thank you, Jimmy. It's brilliant.
Anytime. I'm around, well, except for the next 2 weeks, but so if you had to sum up, what do you hope for this book to do to help people besides calming their minds and everything else in their life?
Okay, so a few years ago it was really just singular people just having an ADHD diagnosis like I did, and then our world changes and we get used to that, and then the autism as well, that's coming out, so late diagnosis of both really, and people's experiences of that. But now it is really just noticing that whole families are neurodivergent actually, and just catering to their needs. It isn't just calming them down. You know, from the second chapter of the 13-Hour Life Coach book that I wrote, it was really the process of getting up in the morning, you know, so starting with meditation, for example. You don't have to do it. It's just an option that I put in there. And just, you know, what is the routine of getting your ADHD autistic kids up, you know, giving them good communication skills, you know, we're going to eat now, you know, if they're very young, having like clear surfaces, so something that's not going to overload them, packing the bags for school, and making this kind of every day a bit of a more comfortable journey, you know, to get out the door, or dad to go out to work, you know, he's got autism, how can we do that? So it's a lot of life going on within that home that I just want, that obviously I've got the knowledge to implement now with the skills of Alina Guida, who's absolutely fantastic in interior design.
So my last three questions for you, where is the book available? And then my other, first let me know about that, and then I'll tell you the last two.
So the book is available on Member Vault, just on Member Vault. It's absolutely, you can do everything with Member Vault. So it's available on there for $9.99 pre-order. And it's on pre-order because we've got four languages coming out of the book, and we just need to set it all up like that before the release date. So the English version, 2nd of January. And I'm also doing an audio version of the book as well, which I know sounds a bit strange, but we're very skilled with ADHD, autism, that I can actually bring it out on an audio book. So when you're traveling, you can listen to it and get the real concept without looking at the book as well. So there's these two options that are coming out.
And my next question too for you is, who's your favorite podcaster and why? And feel free not to say me.
My favorite podcaster is one of the original podcasters, actually, of all time. Can't remember his first name, but his last name is Flynn. And he started in about 2007. And I learned so much about it, you know, people wanting to be podcast guests, but writing, hey, you know, a no name and everything else. And I learned a lot of good communication from that. And, how much he, you know, he's written a couple of books about podcasting as well. He's been a mentor of mine, and I do look back and see what he's doing. So Flynn is his surname. I can't remember his first name.
Patrick Flynn.
Sorry?
Patrick Flynn.
I think it's Patrick. He's got millions of downloads. He's a really good source of podcast information as well. So a wonderful guest.
I think it's Pat Flynn, yeah.
Oh, Pat Flynn.
Yeah.
Pat Flynn, that's it. He's got the whole lot. Really good communication style, editing, everything that you'd ever need for podcasting. So that he's my favorite podcaster.
Besides me, right?
And of course you, Jimmy.
If not, I'll just throw you off the show right now. I'm kidding.
You've published quite a few podcasts, haven't you now, actually?
Yeah, I'm currently at, as of right now, it would be 84, almost 84. Yeah, close to 100.
With how many? 50,000 downloads, isn't it? It's a lot more than...
No, my downloads is like a total of 3,500.
Okay.
My podcast is almost at 84 total episodes.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, on my side, this is the third relaunch, isn't it? You know, close to 70,000 downloads.
Jeez.
And 170 episodes in total with the solo episodes. And that is without Wi-Fi.
That's amazing. How do you do it?
A lot of patience. A lot of sport.
That does not describe who I am.
But you're the crazy fitness guy.
I don't have any patience. If my internet goes down, I'm calling people left and right, and it's like, you better put it back on, or I'm dropping the hell out of you, and I'm gonna go dig up the wire and cut it.
Yeah, you won't.
I'm more easy to do so. My friend's like, you won't do that. I was like, I can't say yes or no. I can't confirm or deny. And my last question for you is, where can people follow you, find you, learn more about who you are and what you do, and where can people find your podcast and learn more about your podcast? And quick, you got 4 minutes.
All right, cool. So LinkedIn, I'm quite active actually with a post there. To be honest, I've got a newsletter and podcasting. So on the showcase notes there. I'm on Spotify, which is okay. But I'll be moving over to a private podcast soon called Hello Audio, which is fantastic. I want to give out a big shout out to Mike Roberts, who's been supporting me in so many different ways for the podcasting. So thank you, Mike. Yeah. Member Vault as well for the book. Patreon. So Member Vault for the Neurodivergence and Auto HD book. I'll send you the link for $9.99. And on Patreon, I've got the audio book of the 13-Hour Life Coach book. And the 13-Hour Life Coach book is on lulu.com. So that's where you can find me.
Awesome. And the only thing I was saying, you had 4 minutes just because of the Zoom timer. It's counting down quickly, Dom. But thank you for being on the show. And I'll leave all the links in the show notes. And if you, anytime you want to come back on the show, hop on and we'll do it. And in the meantime, everybody, that's all that we have for today. And in the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated. And I wish I had my other stuff back. Damn you, Zoom. But, you know, screw internet across the whole world, apparently. But that's, well, there's a cursing and a bless at the same time, I guess. I think that's something, I think I got that from a Disney movie. Yikes, I'm kidding. But anyway, in the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated. And I'll be back on my original platform in the next interview. Okay, I'm not bashing Zoom. Sorry, Zoom. But stay motivated. Peace.
Come on.
Thanks for tuning into Crazer Fitness by Healthy Living Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. Your reviews help us be discovered by more people all over the world. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you get notified of every new show. In the meantime, please connect with us on social media at Crazer Fitness Guy and follow Jimmy Clare at Jimmy Clare Speaker or Jimmy Clare Speak. While you wait for another brand new episode, please go check out crazyfitnessguy.com. Check out the latest blog posts, events, sales, and more. Hope to see you again next time.
Hydro Flask is the best water bottle in my opinion because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day, so even though it stays colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask because it just sits on my desk and it just sits on my desk and reminds me, hey, you gotta drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask, so, which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you, use the link below. And yeah, check out hydroflask.com for more information.